So no one really thinks very much about putting away your tefillin. You think a lot about how to put it on. Do I have 7 times, 6 times, 8 times? Is it in the right spot? Do you go like this the whole time? You know, but what about when you put it away? Can you just take the tefillin, wrap them in the boxes, and not think about it? So now we're going to do it by show of hands. Who here takes their tefillin when it's in your box and wraps the straps, the ritzuos, above the box, the top, the bottom itself? Or do you just wrap it around the sides?
Sides.
Anyone a top person? No. So I actually wrap it around the top. More because when I was a bar mitzvah boy, it was hard for me, I guess, to do the sides. I just took it. I didn't think it was such a big deal. I just wrapped it around the top. And now my tefillin are so, you know, used to set in its ways, I just wrap it, at least the shell rosh, on Michelle Roche on top, actually, I think.
Michelle Yad,
I think I do it on the side. But either of them, it doesn't make a difference. You take any of them, and you wrap it over the bottom. It's much easier than having to try to fit it on the sides. Is there any halacha to this? Or is it just do whatever is the most comfortable to your finger? Exactly. I think my father taught me on the side, but I didn't really listen to my father so much. I just wrapped it around the top. I didn't think it was a big deal. So sure enough, it's actually a loaded question. The Magen Avraham cites the Gal Yerazio. It's unclear who the Gal Yerazio was, if it was the Talmud of the Ari, if it was Rokeach, a little bit earlier. So he, Magen Avraham says like this. He quotes the Gal Yerazio, says, "V'ein lahaniach harutzuos alabatim." When you're wrapping it, putting it away, don't put the ritzuos, the straps, on top of the bottom. The bottom is like the house on top, the box that comes up of the tefillin. Don't wrap it on top of there. That's it. Says the Magen Avraham, well, what's the reasoning of this, and is this really true? The reasoning of the Gal Yerazi is that the batim are Kodesh. The straps are really just ancillary to Kodesh. They're Tashmishei Kedusha at best. And therefore, when you take the Ritzuos and you wrap it on top of the Kodesh, you're taking something which is a lower level of Kedusha and putting it on top of something which is itself Kodesh. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham, 1 second. You have a Sefer Torah. We just saw in the middle of Marv, beginning of Marv, Sefer Torah comes marching in. What was on that Sefer Torah? New? A talis, a mantle. Both are problematic. According to this Gal Yerazia, how could you put a talis, how could you put a mantle, which is a lower level Kedusha, on top of a Sefer Torah? Clearly there's no problem about putting something which is lower level Kedusha on top of a higher level Kedusha, yeah?
The big difference.
Okay, you're coming to answers already. First, I'm talking about the problem. Excellent. You're right. It's a great point. It's a great answer. I'm going to get to you in 2 seconds. Says the Magen Avraham. Why?
Because the Sefer Torah, you're putting the mantle on to protect the Sefer Torah.
Oh, so you said a key word. Before, I'm going to get your point. First, I got to use the word protection. Yeah.
It was raining, so it would probably be a good idea.
Exactly. So it's all a word of protection. So now, we'll see. So you could say that's question number one the Magen Avraham asks.
Do the straps have any other purpose than being able to put on the tefillin? You can't put it on.
So it has a kedusha, but it's a lower level kedusha to it. It's definitely not the same as the batim, the boxes itself. So how can you take the straps and wrap it around? So you're telling me, well, maybe it's protection. So question number one, the Magen Avraham says, is you wrap a Sefer Torah in a mantle, whether that's protection or not, you still do it, and there's no problem. Question number two is Tosim Baba Basra says, when you have a whole Tanakh, in those days they would have a whole Tanakh in a cloth. That was their Sfarim. So how would they roll that cloth, which has Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? Says Tosus, make sure you roll it from the Torah in, meaning so that the Torah is on the bottom, and the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are on top of that Torah, and that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, since when you roll it, is going to serve as an outer protection for the Torah inside. Because if you do it the other way, and you have your ksuvim in the inside, you fold it from the back, then the Torah is going to be serving as a protection for the ksuvim, and that's not appropriate. But what you see from Tosos is that there's clearly no problem about wrapping the ksuvim on top of the Torah when you're rolling it. The Torah is in the inside, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, and you're going to go around to the Tanakh and then around to ksuvim. So you're surrounding the Torah with ksuvim. So it says, this is Magen Avraham, you see clearly, there's no problem, especially, it says over there, it's a protection. When you're protecting the inner thing, of course you could wrap the outer thing with a lower level kedusha. That's the exact point. Magen Avraham goes back and forth along Magen Avraham. He comes out, he says, well, look, maybe it's only fine to wrap on the outside something lower kedusha to protect the inner thing when there's no other option. But tefillin, you have another option. What can you wrap it around?
Besides.
So therefore, Magen Avraham concludes, don't wrap the ritzuos on top of the batim. Now, there are a couple of knockoffs to that, but first I'll read you one line. Mishnah Berurah makes it seem very simple, and I'll show you it's not so simple. Mishnah Berurah says, kishemekapel atfilin, when you fold up the tefillin at the end, lo yichro karetzuos ala batim. He quotes Magen Avraham, very plain and simple, no discussion. Don't take the ritzuos and wrap it around the batim. Okay, so what I've been doing for 27 years is now wrong. Okay, I got 2 minutes to save myself. Okay, what's the basis? Hector number one, says the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, 1 second. It's all attached. When something is all attached, there is no lower level, higher level kedusha. It's all called one thing. What's it called?
Tefillin.
It's all kedusha, fine, I don't care. It's all tefillin. So you can tell me this part of tefillin and that part of tefillin, it's all attached. So that's shrug up number one, it doesn't make a difference. Shrug up number two, says the Sefer Aner, who's Sav is quoted, he's in the generation of the Rambam. He says, hello, what was your point? It's already covered. You're covering your tefillin with plastic. So you're going to tell me, oh, don't wrap the extra ritzuos on top of the batim because it's not covered to the batim. Hello, you're putting a piece of 20-cent garbage plastic on top of it and you have no problem with that. It's to protect it. So surely the ritzuos on top should be no different. That's answer number two. Answer number three, you could say, someone said Aruch HaShulchan says that answer number two. If you look at Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't think he says that, but some quote Aruch HaShulchan as saying that. Rav Yosef Ephraim gives them answer number three. He says, it's a shmirah. Why are you wrapping around the tefillin, the straps around the boxes, so that when it invariably falls on the floor, which it happens all the time, yeah, the ritzuos help blunt, you know, the fall. So if anything, it's serving as a shmirah. He says there's a gemara, everyone knows the gemara, famous gemara. If you're traveling and you're in a dangerous area, what should you put your tefillin at night? What does the gemara say? Put it between your kar and your keses, which is your pillow and your cover. So you're basically sleeping on top of your tefillin, like covering it with your pillow. So hello, you're covering it. Elamai, what's the heter? Heter is, that's the safest way to keep them. So keep it here to wrap the straps around. They're totally fine. I'm going to end with the biggest chiddush I saw. I can't get over that the Avnei Derech actually wrote this. He says it's preferable to wrap it over at the top. Why? Is Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, if the kesharim, the knots, and I think also like the other parts on the around the sides, if it's a higher level kedusha or not. Rashi is of the opinion. It is a high level of Kedusha, almost like the batim themselves, if not higher. He says, but Tosus disagrees and says, no, the Kesharim, the knots, are not such a high level of Kedusha at all. And therefore, the wheat basket in general, like Tosus, the side, the Kesharim, don't have so much Kedusha. But there is a Ber Halacha which says we should be choshesh, we should be concerned for the opinion of Rashi, and we should take care of the knot in a proper fashion. Says the Avnei Derech, therefore, if you wrap your tefillin on the side, like you've been doing for how many number of years, you're choosing to say, look, the side is not as kodesh as the batin. That goes against Rashi's opinion. Rashi's opinion is that no, the kesharim have an extra level of kedusha. And therefore, he says, I'll read to you, he says, according to this Rashi, he ends off, Shairofi Rashi, he says, Kiyesh lekapel atfilin al gabe nartik atfilin. You should do it on top, the kupesis atfilin. Bemtsisa, in the middle. Shekin kipo meatstudin enotov. If you fold on the side, it's no good. Shariofi Rashi is din kedusha lekesher. There's a special level of kedusha to the knot. Omemelo lo nitin leglo loves a ritzu shalem. Yeshno din pachos tashm shkedusha. You shouldn't wrap the strings around the side. Practically speaking, the Avnei Derech is completely against the Mishnah Berurah. I'll end with the final Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says it's a good thing to wrap it on the sides. Why? Because it looks like a dove. Why is it so important when it looks like a dove if you wrap it on the two sides? Is because the story in the Gemara about Elisha Baal Kanafayim, who was being chased by the Romans for wearing tefillin, and he puts his tefillin in his hand, and when they get to him, he opens up his hand and shows him it's a dove, and the dove flies out, and this happens. So therefore, we wrap it on the sides to, like Mishnah Berurah says, I'll end with this, He says, Ela bitstadi abatim alatitura, and he says, Vyesh noagim lekarchim kiknafayim moshe kanfei yona. We roll it on the side. So the upshot is, stick with your minug, wrapping it on the side. For me, there's definitely room to rely upon if you wrap it on the bottom over the top. But definitely, if you're teaching a bar mitzvah boy, it's probably more preferable to wrap it on the sides, not the top. But there's definitely room to be makel to wrap it on the top as well. Shkayach.